This week, I make a triumphant return back to the airwaves of the Trending Topics Network. I try to ram an entire month's worth of mobile tech news into less than an hour. I also break down WWDC, which is the Worldwide Developer Conference, Apple Corporation's big event, not to mention many other things. All this and more, episode 84 of Trending Mobile Technology starts now. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I know it's been a few weeks. I know. I've got stuff coming in out of my email. I know I've got mailbag. I know I've got other things. I apologize. Plain and simple, my podcast was being audited by professors last semester. I was part of a production class that I was taking, and I bit off way too much more than I could chew. I mean, working full-time, going to school full-time, plus being a dad, plus all the other things that I had going on, I was just doing way too much, and I do apologize. Once the semester ended, I just needed some time off. I did show up on Game Face last, or I did have Game Face with Brian and Mr. Old School last week. We broke down E3, had a lot of fun with that. But as always, just make sure, you know, I'm your host, Pipes the DJ, the guy here that knows a lot of crazy things. I don't claim to know it all, but I do know a lot of a few different things. Mobile technology, that's where you can get a hold of me. PiperTheDJ@gmail.com is the email address, and I do have some mailbag where I'm going to be getting into that, as well as PiperTheDJ on Google+. I mean, I've got quite a few different things going on right now. I've got a company that I'm trying to get off the ground for some different paintball stuff that I'm dealing with and some various other things with school and stuff of that nature. But I am moving forward, so I just ask that you bear with me. I appreciate you downloading, giving a tune in, and I'm just going to go ahead and jump right into it. Now, two big things Google announced earlier this month, and I know we're late in the month, so some of this might be old, and I do apologize, but just bear with me as I give you the commentary. Two big things that Google announced earlier this month. The first one was Project Tango, and then the second thing they did is they took Project Tango and they put it against Google Glass. Now, before we get too carried away with this, Project Tango is a three-dimensional imaging software that will give you an opportunity to take a virtual tour. Think of this. Let's just say you're a realtor, okay? You can go in with Project Tango, do a complete walkthrough of the house, post the link up, and then somebody else, given the fact that they have a Project Tango-enabled device, $1,200 price tag, by the way, they can go in and they can walk through a certain area and be able to look around, kind of like a window, okay? So you think about a window. And a window does what? It gives you a particular area that you can see through to see another area beyond. Much similar, okay? So if you've got a house that you're looking at, you can walk around like the front yard or something like this and spin it around and say, oh, look, there'd be a couch over there and there's a window over there and this and that. And it's a 3D imaging is what it is. Almost an augmented reality slant. But it's looking like it's something that could be like, you know, iBeaconing or shopping at the mall, stuff like that. You know, so this is another thing that could be helping out. It could be promoting people staying at home, which I am not a real fan of. But those people that are like shut in who can't get out and stuff like that, this might be able to help them get things accomplished as well. Next thing they did is they took it and they put it against Project Glass. How can they work together? How are they separate? And the bottom line is they came down with it and they said, oh, these two, they don't work together. They're not supposed to. The next big thing that Google announced, and this is what got everybody in an uproar, and after reading about 50 pages of it, I stopped because it was irritating me. People are taking this way too far. Nearby, and I'm not going to get into all the politics of it, but basically the short answer is it is the Android version of iBeacon, except instead of it focusing strictly on Bluetooth LE, it is also going to focus on Wi-Fi. It's going to focus on GPS. It's going to look at NFC and various other things. So, for example, if I put a note in my phone, next time you see your wife, kiss her. Well, the next time my device detects that I am in close proximity to my wife, whether it be phone-to-phone distance or we're on the same Wi-Fi network or within the same whatever, my phone's going to send me an alert saying, hey, remember, kiss your wife. I mean, it's a nearby. It's not, and this is where people are getting, invasion of privacy, the NSA, and blah, 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 privacy, privacy, privacy. All right, folks, here's a short answer, okay? Here's the way this works out. It's all metadata. If you don't like it, get off the internet. I don't mean to be crude. I don't mean to sound rude, but I'm getting so tired of people being butthurt. If you're on the internet, security is a figment of your imagination. That's all there is to it. If you send email, guess what? There is a potential that can be found. If you utilize anything in the cloud, guess what? There's a chance it's going to be found. If you go to the library and do a search for a book, guess what? That is internet driven. We as human beings have become so integrated and so reliant on the internet anymore. Stuff like this pops up, people get all pissed off and they get butthurt over it. Look, if you're worried about somebody spying on you, don't do it, okay? I would just as soon utilize Google services. Why? Before people start going crazy on this, let me answer why. Because I understand what data they're collecting. I understand how they're going to use it. And I also have a dashboard that I can go into on my administrator account, and I can clear everything out of that if I want to at any given time. Now, iDrive, which is the new Apple cloud solution, is supposed to be getting into that, and more information on that as it's available. I'll be getting into that here in a little bit. Microsoft, with their new SkyDrive stuff, they have that end-to-end encryption starting as well. BlackBerry, different stories on them, and we'll get into them in a little bit as well. But you got to understand, if you don't want to be a part of any of this, get off the internet. Get rid of your smartphone. Get back to an old analog flipper, okay? Carry around your laptop that requires an Ethernet cable everywhere you go, and that is about the closest as you're going to get to security. Any type of wireless connection can be hijacked. That's just all there is to it. That is the short answer. People get all upset and up in arms, and I'm sorry, folks, it's what we live in. Conspiracy theorists are just going apeshit over this, all right? If you're going to go apeshit over it, fine, get rid of your smartphone. You can't get pissed off over nearby and not get pissed off over iBeacon. You can't get pissed off over Google Drive and not get pissed off over SkyDrive. Either be pissed off about all of it or don't be pissed off about any of it. Mr. Old School, he and I, we go back and forth all the time about many things in this industry. And he has valid arguments of many things. And he and I, we've gone toe-to-toe on many of these items. Am I going toe-to-toe with him with the understanding that I'm going to change his mind? No. There's been a few things he's presented a very valid argument to me on quite a few different things. Because, as always, folks, understand, just because the words come out of my mouth does not mean that it is the right thing. Understand that. Just because the words come out of my mouth don't mean it's right. I, just like anybody else, I am on a quest for information. I am on a quest to increase my knowledge. How do you increase your knowledge? Asking questions, talking to people, sharing information, etc. Okay? At one point in time, I said, Microsoft has no business in the mobile arena. Mr. Old School took me to task on it. He and I went back and forth. I think it was about 2 hours. We talked about Microsoft in the mobile space. Now, he didn't change my mind, but he gave a valid argument to a point where I needed to go out and take a closer look. Take another look. I had a deep-seated prejudice. I'm sorry. My last experience with Windows in the mobile space was Windows 6. It was a long time ago. And Windows 6 sucked. Seriously. He gave a valid argument for me to go have another look. So I went and I had another look. I took a look at it. And, it does have a place. Windows has a place in this arena, in the mobile space. It has a place. It doesn't have a place in my pocket, personally speaking. Okay? Once again, this is an industry where you can make your choice. There is no requirement or demand or any particular one way to do it. It's like saying you have to walk a certain way every time you cross the street. No. Freedom of choice. And this has become a global responsibility now. Okay? You can choose Android. You can choose iOS. You can choose Windows. You can choose BlackBerry still even. Okay? That's the top four. That's the only four. You can choose analog. You don't have to have a digital phone. All right? It all boils down to choice. And the bottom line with nearby is if you don't like it, get out of it. Because some of us, whether we understand better than somebody else or however it is, and I understand the conspiracy theorists, oh, everybody's after me. They're all looking for me. They're all trying to... Yeah, okay. We've heard enough, all right? But don't be pissed off at one and not be pissed off at another. If you're going to be pissed off at one about one thing, be pissed off at all of them for the same thing. Because the bottom line is metadata is all the same thing. If you're going to be pissed about metadata, be pissed about metadata everywhere. If you're going to be pissed about close communication, near-field contact, proximity, etc., be pissed about it with everybody, not just on one platform. Yes, Android does have things working against it. Why? A, it's Google. B, it's open source. However, there is a certain measure of privacy that is associated with the Google platform, even though it is still free. It is still open source. Google is putting many things in place to where you can opt in and opt out. And regardless of what anybody else says, opting in and opting out are still your biggest voices in this industry. All right? Enough about that. MJR, my good buddy and politician, political individual, he and I have had a little bit of conversation, and actually I really got myself upset and worked up when I ran into a libertarian and had an actual conversation with them. More on that someday when it doesn't just totally irritate me when I talk about it or when I even think about it. He sent me a link to a story, and the story's actually unfolded for 3 weeks. It initially started out beginning of June, where the parent company of Sprint, which in this case is SoftBank, approached the parent company of T-Mobile, which in this case is Deutsche Telekom, both overseas companies. They said, we want to buy you. SoftBank said, we want to buy you to Deutsche Telekom. Sprint wants to buy T-Mobile. It started out as just a talk. Nobody was approving of anything. Nobody said anything. It was a leak that came out in the newspaper from, quote, people knowledgeable in the matter. Whatever the hell that means, I'm not quite sure yet. But so I sat on the story and I watched it progress and I watched it progress and I watched it progress. and I heard one thing, and I heard another, and I heard another. So this is all behind the scenes. This is all bank talk here, okay? SoftBank's talking to Deutsche Telekom, and it hasn't even hit the actual companies on this side of the sea yet. But here's what it boils down to. Sprint has gone on the record officially and said, A, our network sucks. B, our marketing sucks. C, our CEO sucks. That's the short answer. I mean, they went through and they had this great big... The three articles I've read in the past 2 weeks concerning it, they went into a whole lot of technical and bull crap and way too wordy stories. But the short answer, their network sucks, their marketing sucks, and their CEO sucks. All right? They want to join up with T-Mobile. Why? Because the margin between vendor number two, which is AT&T, and vendor number three, which is Sprint, is so large that even if T-Mobile and Sprint were to merge together and get it to go past the FCC, they would still be third place, but they'd be a lot closer to second. Trying to overtake AT&T, it's doable, but here's the thing. John Legere, current CEO with T-Mobile, he is by far the best CEO right under Steve Jobs when it comes to marketing, when it comes to forward thinking, when it comes to philosophy, when it comes to how to run a company. You want to talk about a guy that's got balls, puts on a T-Mobile shirt, goes to an AT&T press conference, not to raise a problem, but to watch the entertainment. Wow. I mean, he wasn't there to hijack anybody. People came up and asked him, what are you doing? I was like, I just want to watch the show. That's all. I'm here for the entertainment. I'm pretty sure it was Macklemore. So the folks at SoftBank, parent company of Sprint, again, they said, all right, we recognize our CEO sucks. So we want to merge companies because, A, John Legere has a really good marketing strategy, of which he does. T-Mobile is up another 12%, I believe, in the past quarter. They also say we want John Legere to be CEO of, I believe the name was supposed to be SoftBank USA, is what they were going to change the name to. So they're going to squash Sprint and squash T-Mobile. So it's going to be SoftBank USA, I believe. And John Legere is going to be in charge. And they're supposed to set up a structured technology plan to upgrade the entire Sprint network. Now, this could, I see this as one of two ways. Number one, this will help T-Mobile because it'll expand their network. Sprint is starting to improve with their Spark service. In areas that have Spark, in areas that utilize Spark, in areas where Spark has been deployed already, those areas are actually doing pretty good. The numbers are looking in Spark service areas where Spark is rolled out and being utilized, those areas are showing better performance. They're looking good. So the 8x8, I think that's a good direction. Customer satisfaction in those areas that are on Spark has increased. Flip side to that, T-Mobile's customer service satisfaction has increased as well. All right, so T-Mobile is getting better by leaps and bounds also. The margin between, like I said, the margin between 2 and 3 is huge. The margin between 3 and 4, though, in the past year has shrank considerably. Sprint has dropped, I believe, 7% in the last 6 months. T-Mobile has increased almost 20% in the past 6 months. So, you know, we've got a pretty big change. And T-Mobile's doing nothing but get better. Which, by the way, earlier this week, T-Mobile had their Un-carrier meeting where they rolled out version 5.0 and 6.0. T-Mobile announced for version 5.0 test drive. And what this is, it gives them opportunity to go into a store, pick up an iPhone 5S for 1 week, take it out, and give it a test drive to see, you know, how the network feels. They don't necessarily have to use that device, okay? But it gives them an opportunity to say, okay, so if I go to the store, do I get cell service? If I go to work, do I get cell service? Do I get good service at home? Do I get good service at Aunt Jody's? Do I get good service at Grandma's? Do I get good service wherever I'm at? Okay, T-Mobile still does have that leave your carrier, come to us, and we'll pay your early termination fee. So this is plus they're distributing microcells again too. If you qualify, if you're in a certain area, things of that nature, and fill out the proper paperwork, T-Mobile will send you a microcell to use, with the understanding that when you leave them as a carrier, you return the microcell, which is no big deal. But this microcell runs in excess of $500, and they're just going to say, hey, you need it? Okay, here, and off you go. I'm currently trying to get my hands on one of these just for the simple fact that I've said it time and time again. With where I live, I get T-Mobile service just fine. With where I work, though, if you look at the T-Mobile map, there is a white spot surrounded by a bunch of pink. Guess where I work? I work in that white spot. So if I can get a hold of this microcell, I can take it to and from work, set it up, and be good to go a lot. I mean, I get a little bit of service, a little bit. I get maybe one bar when I'm at work. It's not that bad, or it's not that good, but it's enough to qualify me for this microcell. So, you know, T-Mobile merging with, version 6.0. Certain music streaming applications will receive unlimited data. Not all streaming services are covered, quite a few. If you just do a Google search for Un-carrier version 6.0, you will find the streaming applications at length in detail. It's not all of them, but it's a pretty good quite a few of them. So, you know, take a look at that. T-Mobile or Sprint buying T-Mobile? No. I think it would be, it was supposed to be an upwards of $40 a share for this purchase, which is, it's pretty good. I think it would be better if Sprint were to absorb T-Mobile, that's fine, but drop the Sprint name. Sprint, in a lot of people's mouths, especially my own, is not a very good thing. There's a lot of people that aren't happy with Sprint, right? Now, don't get me wrong, Sparks service works, but Sparks is not a national deployment. It's only in, like, 12 major cities, and that's it. How long it's going to take them to get everywhere else, I don't know. But here's the thing. Chicago is one of the cities that had a rollout of Spark service. You live downtown Chicago, you can get Sprint Spark. You get 60 miles outside of Chicago, you don't get Sprint Spark. I've tested it, not with my device personally, but I did know somebody that had Spark service, and they ran a little experiment for me, and that's what I came up with. So Spark does work, and Spark is capable, but it's not a national thing yet, just a major city. So depending on where you live, Sprint might work for you, but overall, I think that, I think that there's a lot of things that Sprint could be doing a lot better with if they gave themselves the opportunity. I think that Sprint isn't ready to run on their own with this. And something else you got to remember is this has to get through FCC as well, because you're going to go from four major carriers down to three. Now, everybody, including many people I talk to, say that competition is key, which, yes, competition is key. But in order to stay competitive, do you sometimes need to go from four to three to make it better? I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and break off here to WWDC. Which is the Worldwide Developer Conference at Apple. And I'm finding it interesting. There are many developer conferences that have happened so far in 2014. But the beautiful thing that I'm liking is that many of these devices, or many of these developer conferences, are developer conferences. They're designed for the developers. WWDC, they announced Swift. E3 was just a couple weeks ago. No hardware. Which was good. I mean, just many good things going on, many good things getting exciting with all of these developer conferences. Google I.O. is coming up next week. I'm hoping to be back next week to where I can break this down again, do some more comparisons, a little bit more dialogue. You know, I'm not going to be doing the 4 weeks off. I got out of the groove. I apologize. I mean, my lady's looking at me. She's like, when's the last time you did a podcast? I'm like, well, there's a lot of news. Okay, and I like to get my opinion out there. It's not always a traditional opinion, but I do like to get my opinion out there all the time. And I do apologize once again for my absence. So WWDC, it's a developer conference for Apple. They did a really good job putting it together again, geared it toward the developers with the announcement of Swift. What Swift is, it is a new programming language. So they've changed everything around, made it easier, more functional to develop for the application or for the operating system. They announced iOS 8. They announced Mac OS 10 Yosemite. That's the next version. They've gotten away from cats. They're continuing on with their trend of beautiful places. Now, pause really quick. Pump the brakes. Catch up with me. We are getting out of the Jobs era. With as much as I like Steve Jobs, and as much as I admire Steve Jobs and the way that he does a keynote. Okay, before I get too carried away, I need to define something. There's actually a term that I had thrown at me, and I was like, huh? So I looked it up, and the term is called Sherlocking, or to be Sherlocked. And according to the Urban Dictionary, it is when, quote, to have a developed product, started shipping it, only to have Apple come along, provide the exact same functionality in a system update. Perfect example. In their announcements for WWDC, Apple was very excited in their iOS 8 when they announced their iDrive and updates to Siri and their Apple Voice and all their cloud services, etc. Guess what? Majority of those are Sherlocked, okay? The enterprise portion was Sherlocked for Microsoft. For lack of a better term, if those of you that are Samsung users, if you are big users of SNOX, all right, this could be similar. Okay, they've updated all GMS. Yes, sure, there's a little bit of Beats integration, a little bit of iTunes working. They made a 30-second phone call to Dr. Dre. Big deal. Okay, there's a dark view. They've upgraded the calendar. They've increased system fonts, and they've made Spotlight more and more integrated into the operating system. Looks more and more like Google now. Newsflash, it's Bing-based, though. It's Bing-based versus Google-based. I'm pretty sure at this point, Apple's drawing the line in the sand. Going Bing-based because Bing and Google are the two major search engines that are out there. Bing is Microsoft. Google is Android. We get that. And Apple is drawing the line in the sand, citing that, hey, you know, this is us. That's you. So it's Bing-based. They added contextual menus to it. There's supposed to be seamless integration with Siri. I'm still a little bit lost here, though, because in this, I did not see an active demo. Now, granted, I know it's things that are going to be coming out, stuff of things of that nature. But if you go to, like, a Microsoft event, they gave you the active demo. Google I.O. is coming up. If they don't have an active demo of Google now, I will be surprised. All right? Lots of different things going on, and they're saying, oh, this is what we wanted to do, this is what we wanted to do, this is what we wanted to do. Well, you can piss in one hand and wish in the other and see which one fills up sooner. I mean, you know, it's just, you know, I don't know. I'm concerned that it's not going to work. Their iCloud Drive, okay, same thing, newsflash, Dropbox or Google Drive, all right? Will it work? That's the question. Still not quite sure because there wasn't an active demo. They upgraded Mail, their Mail client. So now you can actually send a large attachment to another person. And here's the physics of it. Basically what you do is if you have an attachment and you're utilizing the Mail client, rule number one, the person on the other end has to have a Mail client, the same Mail client. Okay, this is within the OS X environment, right? So you make an attachment, send it. What that does is it stores that attachment in the cloud, the Apple cloud, the iCloud, sends a notification over with the link embedded. The receiver clicks the link, and what does it do? It downloads the link from the iCloud to the receiver. Thus, unlimited attachment size. Good thing, bad thing, ugly thing. Well, guess what? I can do the exact same damn thing. That is yet another Sherlocked item, okay? When I'm sitting here working on email, guess what? I have one tab open that's got my Gmail. I have another tab open that's got my Drive. If I need to toss an attachment, copy, paste. No big deal. All right? Something else that I can do, there was an update that came down the pipe, I believe, 2 weeks ago concerning the Google Drive app, where if you have them open in two separate tabs, you can now click and drop. So basically, you're doing the exact same thing. Prices also for the iCloud Drive or iDrive Cloud, whatever it's called specifically, very competitive. They're not starting you out with 15 gigs like Google is. They're starting you out with 5, and they're moving up from there. But once again, it's very, very competitive. The guys at WWDC, they also went around. They put some jabs against Android and Microsoft, you know, citing that they have the best penetration and they've got the highest distribution numbers. Well, duh. If you're just going to take the operating system and give it away, of course you're going to have the higher numbers. They're referring to Yosemite and Mavericks, okay? They've got more people that are on Mavericks. Well, of course, if you don't have to drop $150 for the update, people are going to get it. And of course the higher numbers are going to be out there. If people have new machines, they're going to say, oh, yeah, so there's a new update out there, big deal. I mean, Yosemite is going to be the exact same way. There's a rumor, and I don't know if this is fact or not, but there's a rumor that I heard not too long ago that when the next version of Windows 8 comes out, and I believe it's going to be 8.1, maybe 8.2, I'm not quite sure which, there's supposed to be a, quote, upgrade fee. Now, how many people are going to upgrade that? If you're just going to give away an update like Apple's done now for the second year in a row, is that, I mean, people are going to look at that and say, hey, there's a new operating system out. Oh, you want to upgrade to it? Well, guess what? The App Store, when it checks your system to see if you need updates, it's going to say major system update, 10.10, 10.9. I mean, it told me. You know, it didn't start checking everything else to see if I needed anything until I upgraded 10.9. But once I got 10.9 in there, I qualified for all these other updates. You know, they're giving away the software. They made a whole bunch of slams against Android. Of course, we knew that. You know, they call the toxic hell stew of the Android distribution numbers. But what they're not understanding here, this is something else that kind of ruffled my feathers, for the simple fact that distributions, Android is not the sole owner. I'm sorry, Google is not the sole operator of their operating system. For the simple fact, Samsung has Tizen. LG has whatever the hell they call theirs. HTC has Sense. Amazon has Fire. Okay? They've got all their little bullshit sauces and stupid forks. They're stupid forks of the Android. If you look at the Google Experience devices, the Nexus devices, those are up to date. But because all of these other manufacturers have to put their stupid sauce on it, and the airtime providers have to put their stupid sauce on it, and because of all this other bullshit that the stupid sauce has to be put on, it's going to deviate from the purity of the distribution. Okay? My Nexus, 4.4.4. Yeah. My Note 2, CyanogenMod 11. And that was actually as of yesterday. Fought with it, argued with it, and do a few things to get it to work right, but I finally got it in. You know, so am I up to date or as close to being up to date as possible? CyanogenMod 11 is a 4.4 equivalent, all right? Amazon, in all their infinite wisdom, God help us on this one. Earlier this week, actually Tuesday, we had it announced that Amazon was having an event. And it also continued to leak that because of this event, they had a, quote, sole agreement with AT&T, unquote, for distribution. So Wednesday, Amazon, Jeff Bezos by himself, with Amazon in tow, took the stage. And they released Amazon Fire Phone. Amazon Fire Phone. All right? Number one, where's all this Fire crap coming from? Number two, Amazon Fire phone locked down to AT&T. Anybody remember back when the first iPhone came out? AT&T, they couldn't handle it. Apple fell under a lot of fire over it. How about the HTC Facebook phone? What was it, the HTC First? Or the Facebook First, whatever the heck it was. See, I can't even remember what device it was. Why? Because it sucks so much. Now, there's two different ways to look at this. AT&T is going to do anything and everything they can to make this look good. Why? Well, they're number two, so they're not going to give it a bad thing. The consumer side of it is what's important. The consumers are the ones that are going to make up the mind and the decision of the manufacturers to get this to go. Now, the Fire phone can still be purchased off of Amazon.com, but it's going to be locked down to AT&T, and that bootloader is not going to be able to be unlocked. Yes, you'll be able to root it. Yes, you'll be able to ROM it, so you can put something else on there besides the Fire bullshit. But you're not going to be able to get it off AT&T without violating something, thanks to good old Mr. Wheeler and the FCC. Not if you bought it under contract. Now, if you buy the darn thing outright, which I believe it's $700, then you'll be able to do stuff like that. But yeah, just listen to these specs, okay? Amazon Fire phone. It's going to have a 720 HD IPS LCD with 320 PPI, or 312 PPI. It's a 4.7-inch display screen with the Snapdragon 800 quad-core 2.2 gigahertz. It's going to have 2 gigs of RAM with 3 gigs of storage. I'm sorry, 2 gigs of RAM, 32 gig storage, or 64 gig storage. There is no micro SD. 13 megapixel rear facing camera with autofocus. 21 megapixel front facing. And there's supposed to be somewhere in there where it's got 3D capability. All the connectivity, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, NFC, micro USB, etc. Software, Fire OS 3.5, which in equivalent is Android 4.3. Let me say that again. Fire OS 3.5, which is the equivalent to Android 4.3. That's Jelly Bean, folks. Google I.O. is next week. Typically speaking, there are two releases of the Android operating system a year. One of them at Google I.O., the other one right around Christmas. So are we going to see 4.5 or are we going to see 5.0? Either way, this is old and outdated out of the box. And this is the bullshit that the guys at Apple are ragging on. This Google's fault? No, it's not. Going to be available exclusive to AT&T. As I said, battery size is 2400 mAh, non-removable. All right? Looking at 649, 749 respectively. Now, the folks over at Android Headlines, they took this in their infinite wisdom and they put this up against the LG G3, which is also a new device that came out. Here's the LG G3, 5.5-inch display with the 358 PPI true IPS LCD. Snapdragon 801, quad-core 2.5, so you got the better processor right off the bat. Looking at 16 and 32 gig sizes for storage, with 2 gigs and 3 gigs RAM, respectively. A micro SD card compatible up to 128 gigs. 13 megapixel rear facing with a dual LED. And laser autofocus. Where's Dr. Evil? Can I get some freaking lasers? Yep. 2.1 megapixel front facing. All your other extra connectivity. Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, NFC, DLNA, and micro USB. This one's going to come with the Optimus UI with 4.4.2. We're getting better. And it's got a 3,000 mAh battery that is changeable. Available on Verizon, AT&T, Sprint, T-Mobile, the big four. So, Fire Phone. Old operating system, marginal specs, but it is Amazon. But I do things on Amazon, but I don't do that much. There are things that I do and things that I like, but not, I mean, they've got, you know, everybody's seen them. You go to a brick-and-mortar store, and you see the price tag on, like, a new TV. And what's the first thing you do? You get online to see if you can get it cheaper someplace else. Well, Amazon's going to have that capability to where you can look, and it will actually do price shopping for you. Some places that's illegal, other places, you know, Amazon's just giving it to you. Would I buy this phone? Would I buy the Fire Phone? No. I mean, just all there is to it. Guys at Android Headlines, when they actually put the entire article together and rammed it all out, their final summary, based on specifications, we have to choose the LG G3 as the winner. Well, yeah, that's just a given. QHD, slightly better processor, better camera, memory expansion, beautiful look, great software. How about better software? Okay. And, bottom line, you're not locked down to AT&T. I'll tell you, folks, I spent some time as a third-party contractor for AT&T. You folks that are AT&T customers, this is nothing personal against you, but your carrier customer service rating and commitment sucks ass. I was on the AT&T team that was contracted as a third-party consultant team to offer tech support and assistance to Apple users and their iPhones, okay? We were averaged on our call time, which was average handle time. We had to keep that number within a certain amount of minutes per week average. Now, if you're handling on an 8-hour day, okay, on average, you can handle about 8 calls an hour, the average individual in a call center, all right? 8 calls an hour, that's 64 calls in a day, all right? So let's say one particular day, you had a couple that took longer, and you only got like 50 calls in one day, or 40 calls in another. That's going to increase your handle time average. AT&T, in their divine wisdom, determined that if they had consultants who could not get their handle time under control, they would dismiss them. It means you're fired. Sorry, but if there's somebody on the other end of the phone and they're not ready to get off the phone yet, is it really beneficial for me to get off of this phone with this individual if I'm not done taking care of them yet? Is that really necessary? According to AT&T, yes. Now, Fire Phone on AT&T, they're supposed to be, and for those of you watching Enhanced Radio, I'm doing the little air quotes, supposed to be a fork where certain technical questions will go to AT&T, certain technical questions will go to Amazon. But the automated teller is not going to know the frickin' difference. Bottom line, locking down a device to one carrier is not a good idea. That's all I'm going to say about it. All in all, this Amazon device is not exciting at all. I wasn't impressed with it. Sorry, folks, it's just one of those things, you know what I mean? What are you going to do? The best thing you can do is move on and go from there. Moving on straight down, we have 3D printers that are increasing their speed on account of Project Aura. So that you remember, a little bit of refresher, Project Aura is the modular phone device system that actually has me really excited. Why? Because you can pretty much build your own phone, build your device, change the modules. It's a handspring and a smartphone. For those who don't know what a handspring is, get on Google and Google search, or Bing if you so choose. Handspring visor, all right? I had a Visor Prism, loved it. Samsung had an event not too long ago, and they announced a bunch of new tablets, which, depending on who you are, yes, but they still have TouchWiz. And I still think that TouchWiz sucks. Yes, I'm out of the clouds as far as Samsung goes because I've realized how much I don't like their operating systems. But that's the way it goes. And for those of you who've been following me for a really long time, SwiftKey is now free. So if you've got a keyboard overlay and you're not too keen on it, and my $4 preaching for SwiftKey being the best investment I've ever made isn't good enough for you, well, now it is free. And those of you who paid for it before it went for free, you're not left out in the cold because you get a whole bunch of tech fonts and various other overlays. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I mean, I've always liked SwiftKey. I still do like SwiftKey. And And I'm glad that I was able to be on the ground level with that when it went forward. So it was a lot of fun going on with there. So back to WWDC. Swift was announced. Okay, cool things going on there. Interesting things. Lots of neat stuff coming out with iOS 8. Is this a point where I'm going to be switching over to an iPhone? Not likely. That's me, folks. I'm not so narrow-minded anymore where it has to be XYZ and that's all there is to it. If you don't like it, tough shit. No. It's all about choice, folks. It's all open opinion. And I welcome many, 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 all, every open opinion. If you have an opinion, reach out to me, pipeofthedj@gmail.com. I'm open to any type of opinion. I sit out here and that's all I do is opinion. I'll email you back and forth. I don't do too awful much on Twitter. I apologize. My schedule just doesn't allow me to do it, folks. Yes, I do have a Twitter account, pipeofthedj, but I just don't have the time. I'm a busy guy. I'm at work. I work in a factory a lot. I don't always have time to be on my phone. That's the way it works out. School, I'm in class. I don't always have the time to be on my phone. It's unfortunate. It's the way it works out. I am on Google Plus. pipeofthedj@gmail.com. Questions, answers, things like that. Reach out. Call me. Let me know. I've got some mailbags, but I am starting to run a little bit long. I wanted to get this done and over with. I know there's a lot of stuff to go over on the entire month, and I know I've missed an awful lot. If there's devices that have been released, and I believe we've had about 15, maybe 20 devices released for the month of June so far, and there's one that you need a specific breakdown on, I've given you the Fire Phone, I've given you the LG G3. If there's a specific device that you want a breakdown on, shoot me an email, let me know. I'll look it up, and I'll give you the breakdown on it, okay? And then we'll just go forward from there. But all in all, lots of stuff going on, folks. I appreciate you hanging out with me. I appreciate you downloading. I appreciate you listening. TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, folks. We've been on the network now for, I believe, 2 years. Well, no, it's 84, so not quite 2 years. A year and a half. Okay? I enjoy the guys I'm working with. Make sure that you tune in every day. Check us out. Check out Old School in the Movie. Check out the Spanish Announce Table. Check out Trending Mobile Technology. Jack and Brian from Tunes are supposed to be making a return sometime in the near future. Okay? Lots of stuff coming in. Check it out. Check us out. Check in every day because you never know what is going to be trending next. For all of us, all of you on the mobile scene, I am Pipe of the DJ, taking a bite out of the mobile space. Good night.